We like to finish a broadcast with a story of a good human being. And in this case, not only do we have a couple of good human beings here, but they're in the studio. Our good humans are actually in the studio. It's fantastic.
So, John, remember back in June when we were part of the United Way's Do More 24 campaign? It was a Friday. We had a whole bunch of people that we spoke with who were part of the attempt. I say attempt because we asked for contributions.
It was 24 hours of people donating to organizations they have a passion for.
And there were hundreds of them that participated. But at the end of the day, there were two organizations that beat all of them by getting the most donations. And we have with us Logan this morning from Kingswood Community Center and Jim, who is from ACE, who were the two organizations that raised the most money. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Let's find out a little bit about what it is that you do. Jim, I'm going to start with you. You're from ACE. First of all, what does ACE stand for?
Well, we're not the ACE hardware store. We are the ACE Center, which is Acceptance, Change, Empowerment.
Okay.
And what we do is we're a radical hospitality place where people can drop in, they can take a shower, they can get some clothes, they can have breakfast and lunch and look for a job. Yeah, all together, we probably have 100 drop-ins a day.
Now, where is this particular facility located, or is it in multiple locations?
Well, we're in Sussex County. We're in Georgetown. We have a center in Georgetown and also in Seaford.
What's an example of somebody who would be coming in to the door?
26-year-old Cameron. And came in yesterday. He asked for a pair of pants. He has a job starting at Domino's Pizza.
Oh, good.
So we put it out there in our caring network there, and we were able to get some pants.
Do you have plans now for the money you raised during the Do More 24 campaign?
Absolutely. Appliances. new flooring.
Okay.
The flooring takes a beating.
We're glad that it worked out for you, and congratulations, and thanks for doing the service that you do in our community.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, Logan, I'm going to turn my attention to you. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Thank
you're
you for having us.
You're from the Kingswood Community Center. Tell us briefly what that is, what you do.
We're a community center located in Northeast Wilmington, adjacent to the Riverside Housing Projects, which is notoriously one of the most underserved communities in Wilmington, Delaware. So we like to say we serve the cradle to the cane. We don't like to put them in a grave too early. So we serve everyone from 12 months to senior citizens. Absolutely.
So it's great that you have programs like this. What are the plans for the money for Kingswood?
Well, to be as transparent as possible, we operate from a large deficit every year, and it's not getting easier with administration and budget cuts and those types of things. So this money just allows us to continue to kind of limp along as we begin our stride to the promised land. We're elevating from where we were, and we're heading in the right direction, and things like Do More 24 allow us to continue that momentum.
So that's why it's so important when you hear the United Way and other organizations asking for community support that we step up if you can and support them because they do good work in our community. And both Logan and Jim, thank you for what you do. Do you have a contact info in case somebody wants to make a donation? Do you have a website that they can go to?
I sure do. Kingswood Community Center's website is kgwcc.org. That's kgwcc.org. Our phone number is 764-9022. 764-9022. And our Facebook and our Twitter and all our handles is KCC Wilm. Look for us. We have almost 3,000 followers on Facebook.
Well, Logan, thank you for coming in. And Jim, how about contact information for ACE?
Real easy. Two words in Google. Everybody knows where Google is, right? So type in Loneliness Terminator and you'll find
Loneliness
me.
Terminator.
All right.
Loneliness Terminator. That's my nickname. Loneliness Terminator.
All right.
Well, thank you both for coming in, gentlemen. Congratulations on I hate to say winning Do More 24 because everybody won when the money was donated. But we wish you best with your organizations and thanks for sharing this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. That does it for us today. It's 8:54, 74 degrees. We're on our way to 81 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Have a fantastic weekend.
It's going to be a nice weekend. Yes.
Enjoy it. Thank you for joining us.
We only have a couple of weekends left in August. And if
you
heard us earlier, the truth is out there. We know it now. Next week, the prices for Rewind on the River go up. They are going up next week. So if you want to see...
So when you find yourself on the computer this weekend and your credit card in your hand because you've ordered something online that you probably, late at night, you're like, I need 14 pair of sunglasses.
No, $9.95 gets you the ticket to see Eddie Money and Taylor Dane at the Tubman Garrett Riverfront Park. And it is going to be a fantastic
time. Rewind on the River presented by Red's Apple Ale.
Yeah.
So go get your tickets before the prices go up. Now, on Monday morning, we're going to talk to Jack Markell, former governor. Jack Markell, he just took a really exciting trip.
He has been up to tomfoolery. We are going to find out where he's been and why he's so sore. He's got to be sore.
I imagine he is.
He's got to be
probably
super
hasn't
sore.
Had a seat in a while, I imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe he has. I don't know. We'll find out on Monday morning. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you being here. We'll see you Monday at 5 a.m.
Playtime at Dutch.